This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Most Colorado schools don't have enough bus drivers. Now state lawmakers are trying to help. A bill moving through the Capitol would create grants that could help districts do things like reorganize routes or purchase new vehicles to transport students more efficiently. Republican Representative Colin Larson says in Jefferson County, a fifth of driver positions aren't filled.
There's been consolidation of routes. There have been route cancellations, which is heartbreaking under any circumstance.
The bill cleared its first legislative hurdle this week. If you come across an alpaca in downtown Denver this weekend, you're not hallucinating. Several hundred alpacas have descended on Denver's Stock Show Complex for the region's largest gathering of breeders. CPR's Matt Bloom is in the trenches.
Judges will award prizes in a number of categories, including softest fleece and sturdiest frame. Cadence Milligan is a breeder from Livermore, Colorado. She says alpacas are some of the easiest animals to fall in love with.
They're just so sweet, and they're just so cute, and it just kind of, like, I don't know, it's just something that draws you to them, and they're just amazing things to have.
This year, organizers hope to focus on driving new interest in farming among younger Coloradans. They've built an alpaca selfie booth and are hosting an alpaca obstacle course competition. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The show runs all weekend and is free and open to the public. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.